GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson remains in a Pennsylvania jail fighting extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione's writings show anger with health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. He is being held without bail. The Labor Department is out with its November report on consumer prices. Yes, we are still paying more than we were a year ago for nearly everything, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Consumer Price Index takes into account all items across all categories. In November, the CPI rose 0.3% from its October level and 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's in line with analysts' expectations. Nearly 40% of last month's rise came in the housing category.
It's the latest in the grocery store saga. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger's a day after two separate courts rejected the deal. Albertsons is also suing Kroger, saying it didn't do enough to secure regulatory approval for the deal. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A man who police say faked his own death and then fled to Europe is now in custody. That's according to Vine, an online victim notification network. They say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail just before 5 p.m. Tuesday. Borgwart was reported missing in August after a kayaking trip in Green Lake, prompting local, state, and federal officials to spend months looking for the man that they thought had drowned. In November, police announced they thought Borgwart faked his death to be with a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart later made a video proving he was alive and well. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office is holding a news conference on the topic today. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to the press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. Children's Wisconsin, including the location in the Fox Valley, has new policies for visitors starting today. Officials say the policy change is part of its viral season precautions. The updated policy will only allow visitors ages 12 and older. Only four people are allowed at the patient's bedside, except in the Fox Valley NICU, where only two people are allowed bedside. And each patient is limited to a fixed list of six approved visitors throughout their entire stay. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The next new Wisco weekend is going to the dogs and the cats and all things animals. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr from Rescues to Why Pets Are Good For You. You won't want to miss it.
Saturday mornings at 11, Sundays at 8 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is back. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm just sitting here thinking, I never get a chance. Our conversation just starts to take off because of your vast knowledge, and it just ends so quickly. I've got another one of those shows again this morning, topics that only Dr. Robert Craig, I think, handles better than anybody else. Dr. Craig, students continue to clash with UW Board of Regents over divestment and transparency amid police crackdown. A quick summary. Nearly 50 protesters disrupted a UW Board of Regents meeting demanding divestment from Israel and transparency in university investments. Police arrested 19 protesters with reports of excessive force and injuries. Activists allege university investments support companies linked to Israel's military actions and apartheid policies. Dr. Craig, what these students are doing is what our nation and what students before them had always done. Historically protested things that they did not agree with. That's been the status quo for universities as long as I can remember. Students, educated students who see things that aren't right, and they've always had a right to protest as long as they're not, you know, damaging things. Dr. Craig, why are these students and students like them across this nation now, why have we created this and changed what has been, you know, something that we always lauded students for, being active and engaged? Why now are they being vilified?
Well, it's hypocrisy. Universities, UW system justifies its existence and public funding based on the idea education is one of the core pillars of democracy. Well, this is a very democratic idea to abridge people's right to free speech and free assembly. And this is at the core of the right. the right's been extended, all sorts of stuff unanticipated, like corporate communication that was never anticipated, either in the framing of the Wisconsin state constitution in the 1840s or the U.S. Constitution. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with the speech or not. That isn't the point. The point is, this goes back to the fundamental principle of free speech, that ultimately you need a fair, open vetting of opinion in order to get to truth. Okay, so I can give you a rationale that there are a lot of reasons to be very concerned with the United States' lockstep position with Israel's very forward military policy and what's going on in Gaza and Lebanon and is going on in Syria right now. But you don't have to agree with that to agree that there's a fundamental right to free speech. We're spending a horrible lesson to our students. But let me quote, it's amazing how the Constitution has been twisted, both the state and federal constitution, to defend things like immunity for President Trump in the U.S. Constitution case, and it was never anticipated. Let me just read what the Wisconsin State Constitution says on free assembly. Right to assemble and petition, Section 4. This is in the Declaration of Rights under Article 1. The right of the people to peaceably assemble, to consult for the common good and petition the government or any department thereof shall not be abridged. Okay, that's pretty clear that you can't abridge it. So unless there is violence, they cannot abridge. Plain reading the Constitution, what's amazing is that our courts find ways to abridge or to allow the abridgment too often of the rights that were intended originally when this was framed. This was framed across both the state and federal constitution on, you know, understanding of what authoritarian governments like the British monarchy used to impose upon colonists in the United States and the colonies. And that, so this is core. So I do not understand how this is even legal. But it seems like there's a strong opinion. It's not being called out by nearly enough people. And you claim that there's great coalition in favor of democracy against the rise of autocracy. There's great hypocrisy within that coalition.
You know, Dr. Craig, this has been going on, and we've turned a blind eye to it. And you know, we've seen protests by young people all of our lives. They're the ones who and, you know, unfortunately have the courage to challenge our nation to live up to its creeds, Dr. Craig. And our nation is failing in those things, and we aren't pushing back. Those of us who are watching this are just allowing it to happen, and it continues to erode. Dr. Craig, it's the reason that I wanted to bring this up, because I know you understand it, because you deal with a lot of young people and those kinds of things who are engaged in citizen action. And so it's not a matter of whether or not you agree with their belief on what's happening in Israel. That's not the issue, is it? It's the fact that they have a right to do this.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, obviously, there's a proud tradition to divestment movements. You can go back to South Africa,
right,
where, let's face it, the whole establishment, Ronald Reagan, were all against. We needed the apartheid regime for the Cold War. It all seems easy now. It didn't seem easy then with a lot of the establishment, and that ruffled a lot of feathers. And the same thing is going on now. And whether you agree or disagree with everything the protesters say, we want them to get an understanding this is the core of being a citizen of a democracy, and that they have a right to do this. They have the right to free assembly may not be abridged. You know, I've taken to asking Supreme Court candidates this, and I can't say anything nothing's been said on the record, but I'm saying that, shall we say that I've not been told that this is that I'm misreading the Wisconsin State Constitution. The language is plain.
You know, Dr. Craig, I saw the protests from the Vietnam War. I saw young people in universities all over this country and the impact that they had in the end of changing the trajectory of that war. And so, yes, it was not something that many people in this nation wanted to agree with, but the steadfastness of and the commitment of those students helped bring about the change in that.
people forget, Earl, there's this kind of idea the Vietnam War was unpopular the whole time. No, it was popular until quite late, and it was considered very controversial what student movements did on campus. And obviously, there was things that went too far, like the bombing of the science building at UW-Madison. We're not talking about that. That has not taken place. I was a student leader in the 90s at UW and UW-Madison. We didn't have issues like this. It was after apartheid, but already occurred, and before some of the later protest movements. But we were protesting tuition increases, and that was the beginning of making college unaffordable. The 90s was kind of the pivot point where we started building prisons and stopped investing in both K-12 and higher education in this state. So I think these students are doing the most American, most Democratic thing possible, regardless of whether you entirely agree with them. But I got to say, let's talk about the facts here. You can say that there are statements made by some student leaders nationally. I don't have anything to call out for the Wisconsin group, but that isn't by association tar everyone else, right, in this movement. They're, the rest of the world thinks that Israel is committing war crimes in Gaza.
Yes.
Okay. And the World Court is not some anti-Semitic body. I'm sorry, my father's side of the family is Jewish.
Right.
So I take anti-Semitism extremely seriously, both generally speaking because of what's happened in the 20th century, but also because I have Jewish blood on my father's side. But it does the disservice to anti-Semitism just to throw out any disagreement with Netanyahu as somehow anti-Semitic. That gets in the way of the real anti-Semitism. It just weaponizes it for a political purpose. And so, I mean, the World Court has found that there is probable cause to believe there is genocide, that there is a likely genocide taking place. That is a very high standard in international law. So they're not just throwing that word around like some protesters might. That is a very serious charge, and there's very serious evidence of that.
And, you know, after it's all said and done, they have a right to say it. Okay. And so when we start taking away those rights from people, you know, from these young people, because we don't like it, you know, then we're going to be no better than the man who's getting ready to go into office, Dr. Craig, and who's going to, which we're going to be talking about, you know, in the next, you know, 45 minutes. You know, that man who's the new, you know, the new president of the United States, and the different things that he's going to be doing and taking away. You know, when you turn away from things that are right before your face and don't do anything to address those things, then they manifest themselves the way they're going to now with Donald Trump. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is here, and you, 855-752-4842. Mike, we'll be coming to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay, the chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is back in the saddle. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mike from Kenosha, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, as always. You know, a lot of things come to mind when we're talking about protesting. And the changes, quite frankly, that we've witnessed since the 60s to today. You know, now it seems, you know, we have a right-wing media machine that demonizes protesting. You know, look what happened with BLM, for example.
Yeah.
Not only did were they demonized early and often, they were infiltrated, they were set up to be referred to and classified as radicals. And next thing you know, BLM is kind of a four-letter word, only three in this case. But there's nothing more American than protesting. And when we began to see, especially right after 9/11, you know, Patriot Act, you know, we see so many examples of people protesting, trying to bring things to the surface, but yet were attacked as radicals. And one quick example is Julian Assange. Remember,
yes.
He was reporting war crimes. They had hacked in, WikiLeaks had hacked in to all these murders and all just shoot anything that moves in the desert kind of mentality that seemed to permeate the 9/11 and in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So when a person does, you know, protest like Assange, America did not have his back. So we've forgotten, what made America the backbone that is required by the American public in order for America to function the way, you know, we want it to function. But no, what we've witnessed is the influencers have been demonizing and now regulating, of all things, protesting. The only thing I comes to mind that the right wingers are in favor of is regulating protesting. So it just seems to me that, again, I say this early and I say it often, but the peeps got to get a backbone. We have to stand up and become a purple society and work toward the commons, the common benefits, such as, freedom of speech, and regulating clean water and clean air. Gosh, it's in our hands, but yet we punt early and often.
Hey, Mike, always, man, great stuff. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
He's right. If we're going to talk about democracy and talk about it being at risk, which I do agree it is, and we need to defend its fundamental principles. It's never been a matter of whether you agree with the speech, though, quite frankly, this is extremely legitimate position given the situation. This is not, completely out there speech at all. But it's amazing how over time institutions like the UW, which is supposed to be a public institution built by taxpayers, right, over the decades, putting their nickels and dimes together since the beginning when we were a very poor state, that somehow it's not treated as fully public, that they get to act like it's private property, and they throw in their own criterion, like, is it disruptive to classes? I don't see anything in the Wisconsin Constitution says that you had that the right to free assembly and protest and petition shall not be abridged unless it's considered disruptive by authorities to the academic environment at the university. There's no such exception. It's unqualified. It's complete.
Dr. Craig, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and their Doge government efficiency pitch that they're taking to the Hill, the American people, I don't think, have any concept, Dr. Craig. It's part of 2025. Regulations, have, for the most part, have come into existence because of governments and doing things that harm the American people. And so regulations, for the most part, are there to protect the average American citizen. They're not an evil. But what's getting ready to happen is they're getting ready to do away with many regulations that have come into existence, Dr. Craig, because of protests, because of the American people who stood up and said, this is not right. Our government should not allow corporations to poison the American people. And yet part of what Doge is and what Donald Trump is talking about and what Republicans are talking about in this first blitz is doing away with regulations, Dr. Craig, at a time when we finally started to see some impact in some regulations that have been making a difference in the people's lives. You talk about green energy and how long you guys have been fighting. We're finally starting to see some traction. And now we've got people who are going to come in and wipe all that away. I want you to talk about the importance of those regulations, why they're there and why they're not the enemy of the American people. 855-752-4842, none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action and You on the Earl Ingram Show.
Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world, 'cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he'd be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons. And it's stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. Crashing temperatures take aim today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Green Bay Area Public Schools District has released what it calls the Portrait of a Graduate. Starting in July, the district sought input from students, staff, families, and community members. That input was turned into a vision of what a Green Bay grad should look like. It identifies five key categories of skills, traits, and characteristics a student should possess before graduation. To learn more about the Portrait of a Graduate, see our story at WGBW.FM. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast seven episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Dom Selvia.
Next time, I'll be joined by Matt Rothschild. Are Americans paying more than ever for their health care? And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg not yet ready to drop the Trump case because president-elect immunity does not exist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. As Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And before we went on break, I was pointing out to Dr. Craig about regulations and why they are there. And Dr. Craig, here's an article quickly before we let you respond. It says, Biden did it. Most regulation-filled federal register ever at 96,000 pages. With 7 weeks to go before he turns the keys to the U.S. government over to President Donald Trump, President Joe Biden has made history in a way only Washington swamp could celebrate. For the first time ever, the Federal Register, which published all the government regulations and administration's proposals, smashed through the record held by former President Barack Obama to set a new level that is sure to grow higher as the Biden team moves to lock in its liberal agenda. Let me say this, Dr. Craig, before you respond. I worked in the automobile industry. I walked into a plant at 18 years old. When I walked into that plant, Dr. Craig A.O. Smith, it was called the butcher shop. And there were guys with fingers missing and guys who couldn't hear and guys with arms missing and all sorts of things, guys who had been poisoned by carcinogens and other things. That was okay. That was the way things were. And then something called OSHA, Dr. Craig, came into existence. When I walked out of A.O. Smith, I had all my digits. My hearing is still great after 34 years in that plant. I'm not saying I wasn't exposed to some carcinogens and other things, but Dr. Craig, regulations. So what do you say to people who agree with Republicans and Donald Trump and others about regulations and why they should be done away with?
Well, it's a know-nothing kind of argument. It really is. I mean, we do when you have regulations that are on books a long time, can they get overly complicated? And are there smart things you do to simplify them and streamline them and consider what we developed, in this decade and how it relates to what we developed maybe two decades ago and synthesize it? Yes, you could certainly do that, but it has to be within the context of what is the purpose of the regulation. Not all regulations are bad. In the 19th century, we didn't have these government regulations, and the death rate in manufacturing plants was 20, and the casualty rate 25%. I mean, these weren't good manufacturing jobs that we later created. Regulation created that. Regulation is about our democracy deciding that there are certain things you oughtn't to be able to do to harm other people, right? It's the problem with the forever chemicals everyone's worried about in Wisconsin. They weren't regulated. So industry just poured them out there, and now we have this huge public health problem and people dying of all the various cancers because someone wanted to make better, nonstick cookware and knew what it was and put it out anyway. And so Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are entirely unqualified and to do this, number one. And number two, they have a conflict of interest. This is straight out corruption. They are government contractors. It has been, and so, if we're not going to regulate SpaceX, for example, which does all right. then that could endanger health and life. But let me give you an example. This is in the media, and this is why they should be excluded. We shouldn't allow a corrupt conflict of interest handed over to a one billionaire and one near billionaire. I understand Vivek is a few tens of millions short of a billionaire. And a six pack, you could say, use a metaphor. But, if they have a direct interest. So Elon Musk apparently wants to replace Uber and Lyft with Teslas, which are completely automated. Okay.
No drivers.
no drivers. So all your Lyft and Uber drivers and taxi drivers, forget it, right? It would take over the industry. And the problem is all these pesky regulations at the local and state and national level to get in the way that require that these things be entirely safe and not run people over. And so he has it, and you could go on and on as far as how many different interests, economic interests Elon Musk has. So this not only, I mean, under the cover of we need to simplify regulations, it's essentially another money grab, just like the huge tax cut for billionaires is a money grab. The best bet we're going to have here is that Doge is entirely ineffectual. It doesn't get much done.
Dr. Craig, well, hang on a second. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir? Ron, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm driving.
That's okay.
Saying to me that people buy into this stuff of too much regulation and so forth, and it's just such a broad, sweeping statement. Of course, there might be regulations that are out of date or in need of reform or are petty, but the vast majority of these things have been screened. Sometimes it takes years for these regulations to go through hearings and you know, analysis and review, and they go through, you know, legislative review. And that's because, in part, because it's a good idea to do that, but in part it's because Republicans have been playing this delay game on regulations so that the regulation doesn't get in until hopefully there's another Republican administration to kill it. And my concern now is that this guy coming in, Trump, is more than likely to just decree by executive order, you know, that half the regulations are null and void. And, you know, unless the Republicans in the Congress fight him about that, it'll happen. And deconstructing those regulations takes us back to like the 1800s.
Well, I mean, Ron, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
He's quite right. There's delay game. There are critical improvements in regulations around public safety, labor standards, of carbon emissions that are driving the climate crisis that the Biden administration has gotten into place that they have an interest in sweeping away so that their billionaire friends can profit to a maximum degree, regardless of public safety or public health or the sustainability of our planet. And so you can't just take, this is not something you can take a hammer to, or just, you know, do. But of course, this is just this simple, one thing they have is a very simple ideology, right? Oh, there's all this, we're overregulated, there's all the red tape, we're just going to get rid of the red tape. We get the same kind of stuff from the Reagan right. years as well. And we need to be very specific on the kind of regulations we're talking about and why they exist and how they would harm people. They're not in there to make regulations simpler. They're in there to make sure that there is no democratic governmental check on how much profit they can make and who they can harm in making that profit.
You know, Dr. Craig, a prime example is, so what is the name of the procedure that changing oil over refineries? Refineries are prime example, Dr. Craig. Why there haven't been more refineries coming up is because of regulations that later on people found out that refineries cause cancer to so many people that live around those refineries. And so companies aren't in any big rush to build these refineries because it's already proven how many, you know, the carcinogens and those kinds of things and the damage that they cause to human beings. You can foresee with Donald Trump in the driver's seat, and the promises he's made to the oil companies, more refineries going up because regulations are going to be cut, which means you have more money and more gas, cheaper gas, but more innocent Americans dying. To me, Dr. Craig, That's not an even equivalent.
Yeah, so when he was on Meet the Press this weekend, he used his drill baby drill language again. Well, that's refineries. Another thing that is that the Biden administration imposed restrictions on methane leaks. So the big thing like We Energies and the other big utilities want to do is they want to build more natural gas plants.
Right.
There's a lot of problems with them, even though that's also a fossil fuel. Well, one of the big problems with natural gas is that there are all these methane leaks in the pipelines. And methane has 120 times more impact on global warming than CO2. It is the most potent global warming agent, and they don't want it regulated. They want to say that this is somehow cleaner than coal. It may be less clean than coal because of the methane leaks. And so that is an example of the kind of thing they want to sweep away, and really unethically for very short-term profit, and also without really telling the voters. What is really sleazy about this is that it's a bait and switch. You lie and say these smart billionaires or near billionaires are going to figure out this unnecessary regulation, when in fact they're not going to be there when your friends, your family members have cancers.
Right.
When global warming is over certain thresholds and feedback mechanisms and starts to inundate coastal cities, for example. And I don't know why they think that their intergenerational wealth is going to last. They're just putting this on their future generations as well. And I don't just mean 2 or 3 or 4 generations future. I mean, their children now, them, if they're young, them themselves, they're younger enough. This is happening pretty quick.
Dr. Craig, Speaker Johnson says new GOP agenda will be very aggressive beginning right out of the gate. You saw Donald Trump on Meet the Press. Project 2025 is going to be implemented immediately. And so for all those people who, and I always say, Dr. Craig, for all those people who say, well, I voted for Donald Trump because I didn't, Kamala Harris and the Democrats didn't do this for us, or they didn't do that for us, but we voted for Donald Trump as a protest vote. It might be one of the most serious omissions that has ever happened in this nation, where people who knew this, they saw Donald Trump for 4 years, Dr. Craig. It's not like they didn't know. And you see exactly the people that he's putting in place, people who have no concept whatsoever in the areas that he's putting them in. They're endangering the lives of Americans and creating environments that, Dr. Craig, that is going to be so heinous to the American people. And so by the time people realize it, like, now it's too late. He's there. Your thoughts on the other side, 855-752-4842. It's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Good, let's go.
Yeah.
Now.
Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bell. Ringing out the first Noel. Joyous chimes ring loud and clear. Spreading word the Savior's here. Humble men kneel down to pray on this very special day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only two Assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, your thoughts? I was talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, people bought into the Republicans are getting ready to move swiftly with Project 2025. Many people said they voted for Donald Trump as a protest vote because inflation was too high and the cost of things. But what's getting ready to come down the pike, Dr. Craig, if inflation was your issue, is going to pale in comparison to what's coming down the pike. Is it safe to say that?
It is, but we're going to, you know, sometimes it looks like we're going to have to pay a price for mistakes, right?
That's yeah.
Democracy. One of the things about democracy is that voters make mistakes, and it's become easier to make mistakes because so many people have get their information from completely, you know, media that has no, which is not really media, a right-wing noise chamber that has no regard for truth.
Right.
They'll just say anything, and they're going to hear just the opposite of what may be going on anyway. So we talked about the right of protest at the beginning. We're going to need good journalism in order to identify this. We're going to need protest movements to develop to call it out. But ultimately, the only solution to the problems in democracy is more democracy. So to try to, you know, Democrats need to fight to slow this down as much as possible. They may well be their own worst enemy, the Republicans and the Trumpies, in that they're not a lot of these cabinet officials are not highly competent. So they may not be able to accomplish everything they want to accomplish. I think that's a problem with Bobby Kennedy Jr. He actually has a higher level of competence and believes in these conspiracy theories. And we're going to have a lot of attacks on media. We just heard this this disturbing news about both congressional staffers and media being without anyone's knowledge, having their phone records pulled by the Department of Justice because the Trump administration was so paranoid about leaks.
Yes.
So you're beginning to see things that go well beyond anything Richard Nixon ever dreamed of because there's no oversight. There is not a Supreme Court that is going to fulfill its constitutional role, for example. And so I think that I heard Elizabeth Warren was on MSNBC last night. We're going to need voices like that, people who can track the most consequential changes that people like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are trying to make, and then they continue to try to educate the public about the consequences of all this.
All right, let's go to CJ. CJ, quickly, you say what?
Well, thank you both for taking my call. The truth of the matter is that as this president, Biden, falls asleep in meetings in front of the world, Trump is seeing changes, influencing changes like the fall of Syria and Assad walking away because the truth is coming.
Trump created that?
Dang right he did.
Dr. Craig, you know, what can you say?
Turns out the Assad regime was a vicious regime, but there's a lot of concern that we may end up with something as bad or worse as far as what actually takes power. So let us see what happens. But it is amazing how much Trump's followers respect his powers. Their powers are so great that even the prospect of him taking office in January apparently is causing regimes that have been entrenched for decades to suddenly fall.
Let's go to David from San Francisco. David, quickly.
Oh, thanks, Earl. Yeah, just a softball question for your guest. Do you have any extensive lists of how to boycott Project 2025? The names I've seen right away are Yulin products. I think they make cardboard. They make a lot of packing supply products. Of course, the Koch brothers, there are a lot of posters about their lineup of products. I think Chevron gasoline is a good one to boycott, Gulf gasoline. Who are some of the real easy boycott material for the boycotting Project 2025?
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you probably need some time to...
Yeah, and it's a little broader from what I've read. I like Ann Nelson, the journalist, has done some good research on this. It's a whole lot of Fortune 500 companies, unfortunately. And this is the thought for us to consider, though the ones that the caller mentioned are big funders of the right-wing infrastructure. But corporate America, in many ways, is on board for all of this. And they are really risking killing the golden goose. It's a stable democracy that has made it possible for them to build unparalleled wealth and the huge corporate infrastructure we've built over the last 2.5 centuries. And they seem to heedlessly think that careening towards, you know, really incompetent government and destructive government and flaunting all the norms of democracy are somehow going to be good for them. I mean, they've given a man authority who may be able just to raise tariffs on a whim based on what he decided in the middle of the night when he was inspired to make a true social post. I mean, it really goes back to the old monarchies where, my God, that the king had a temper tantrum and did this terrible destructive thing that caused a famine.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, there's never enough time. Always great talking to you. Always great information. We'll see you in a few days. All right, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank everybody who made the show go, especially my guests, dealing with lead in the water. And all of you, Calvin, thank you for doing the hard work. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on air. Hey, find the gloves, the hats, and the scarves and everything else and make sure the babies are covered. See you guys on tomorrow. What do they do?
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Tomorrow morning, Johnny and I will be broadcasting live from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams Party House at 1167 Shadow Lane. Stop by between 6 and 9 and learn how you can rent your house out for the draft. Join us.
Minow and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lawyer for Luigi Mangione, the suspect accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, says the case is not open and shut against his client. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
About those alleged writings, sources say NYPD investigators have from Luigi Mangione attacking the U.S. health insurance industry and calling corporations parasites.
There's a rule of completeness, so you have to take any writing or any document in its entirety because some things can be taken out of context.
Mangione's attorney, Thomas Dickey, on the gun police say they found on his client.
A lot of guns look the same.
And?
I don't even know if that evidence would be admissible.
He says he expects police ballistics to match the gun to the shooting.
The inflation report for November shows consumer prices are up 0.3% and up 2.7% from 1 year ago. Food prices are higher, so are electricity, used car, and housing prices. 20,000 evacuations, including Dick Van Dyke and Cher, as fire continues to burn in the hills above Malibu, California. This is ABC News.
I'm